T-minus 84. Graveson Hotel, Manhattan, New York. When he and Tara were back in their hotel, Dan wanted nothing more than to call Emma and tell her the news about New Kerguelen. He didn't, though, recalling how firmly she had insisted upon no phone calls. Paranoia was perhaps too strong a word, but he sometimes thought that Emma was more concerned than necessary about such things. He understood, for instance, why he shouldn't share big news over the phone, but a general how are you type of call seemed harmless enough. But since Clark had agreed with Emma, and particularly since he was there keeping watch, Dan only wanted to call to hear her voice, without feeling like he had to check that everything was all right. Tara knew the rules, too, so had left her phone near the TV when she flopped down onto her bed to browse through the Graveson's room service menu. Everything was free, as it always seemed to be these days, but the novelty of that had long worn off, and she now tended to feel guilty ordering anything but the cheapest options. Dan, having felt that his speech had passed just about as easily as it could have, was looking forward to meeting up with Godfrey the next day to discuss the plans to further analyze New Kerguelen's apparently redundant shelter. Leisha, meanwhile, and as had been the case for the past few months, would spend the night in a cloaked craft hovering in the sky above New York. Their brief conversation in the table room earlier in the day had, for the first time, made Dan consider that Leisha might be experiencing the emotion of loneliness, rather than the mere state of solitude, which would be quite understandable given how long he had been away from home, and particularly from his friend and partner, Sacco. The TV defaulted to ACN, Dan's preferred news network, but Tara flicked through the stations to find one that wasn't currently airing commercials. The first was Blitz News, Dan's least favorite news network, and one of his least favorite people filled its screen, Jan Geller. She was blabbering on about the public's justifiable fears that accelerated research into the messenger's biology and society, as well as their technologies, might result in some extremely troubling innovations. Dan rolled his eyes, but listened with reluctant interest. During her days as editor of the bottom-of-the-barrel Daily Chat newspaper, Jan had done all she could to make Dan's life hell in the immediate aftermath of his IDA leak. She had been little more than a motor-mouth pundit on B-rate discussion shows for much of the time since then, until the recent cut-price acquisition of Blitz Media by a private equity firm with major interests ranging from mining to agriculture. Having previously had undeniable success in reviving the floundering Daily Chat, Jan had now essentially been given free rein to restructure Blitz's news output and realign its editorial stance to be more relevant and visible amid a hyper-saturated market of instant access news. The past 4 months had seen Jan return to center stage, popping up on Blitz News regularly and even appearing on Focus 2020. More brazen and outspoken than ever, Jan made the fundamental decision to vocally side against deeper interplanetary cooperation. She hadn't yet openly criticized Dan's role, but the ever sharper tone she adopted in relation to the risks posed by alien technologies suggested that the day when she would wasn't too far away. "I really fear that we're in danger of sleepwalking into a full-blown dystopian scenario here," Jan said. "Consider some of the target innovations that have been openly discussed in Unica meetings. I quote, a portable device requiring no physical connection, enabling instant communications between the messengers and humanity, translating their thoughts to coherent English text and projecting them via an instantaneous voice synthesizer. Does that sound like a good thing? If it does, consider what else that kind of technology would enable. In my own words, a portable device requiring no physical connection, allowing the authorities to translate the unspoken thoughts of any individual into coherent English text."
"Frightening stuff," the anchor chimed in. "And do you think Dan McCarthy is a case to answer in regards—"
"I'm not going to get into that,"
Jan interrupted, playing her part in a well-rehearsed conversation.
"All I'll say is that we shouldn't be concerned about this kind of power getting into the wrong hands. We should be smart enough to realize before it's too late that no hands should ever hold this kind of power. Unica was far from perfect, and maybe McCarthy is right that we've missed out on some beneficial technologies, but surely gridlock is better than a blind march into an endless nightmare, and this is all without even considering the kind of abuses of force field technology we could see once the government and law enforcement agencies get a handle on that.
Strong words there from Blitz Media's own Jan Geller, the anchor said, nodding in thanks for her input and preparing to fade to commercials. Tara changed the channel and fell back onto her bed.
Do you think maybe they're right about any of that stuff?
She asked. It depends, Dan sighed. If you mean would they be right to be against those things if those things were ever going to happen, then yeah. If you mean are they right to think those things might ever happen, then no. The messengers won't let anyone do that kind of stuff. The research we're going to do is on their propulsion, their shortcut between Earth and New Kerguelen, whatever kind of clean energy generation they can help us with. Those kinds of things, not any of that other stuff. Sure, we need more elegant ways to communicate with the messengers, but I will personally make sure that the technology is never in human hands. We can work with the messengers to develop a device that synthesizes their thoughts into spoken words, but I'll make sure they hold on to it at all times. Are you worried? Tara took a few seconds to consider this simple question before shaking her head.
Well, not about what we'll actually do, but yeah, I guess I am worried about what people think we're going to do, and how that could spill over if Blitz keeps pushing all this hysteria about the uplift powers.
Godfrey mentioned something about doing a PR tour with Leisha, Dan said. No one is going to stand back and let the narrative get away from us. And Blitz is Blitz. They're always going to be contrarian and hysterical for the sake of ratings. We'll say what we have to say from time to time, and Emma will help out with that too. I honestly think that once we find out more about New Kerguelen and start working on the real breakthroughs, no one is even going to think about the uplift powers anymore. Tara inhaled deeply.
I guess.
And remember, the two of us are the only humans who have ever been uplifted, Dan said. We've been tested independently and publicly so many times when we got home that not even Blitz has ever suggested we still have the powers, and everyone accepts that no one else ever has. Okay, Leisha still has the telekinesis, but the powers are permanently gone from humanity, and the telepathy is permanently gone from Earth. Just as Dan finished speaking, Tara's phone began to ring. She saw its screen from the other side of the room and hurried over to pick it up.
It's Clark, she explained.
Dan joined her to listen in. I thought Emma said no calls, he said, unable to keep it in. Is everything okay? Yeah, Clark said. And yeah, she did say that. She's asleep, though. They both are. And I just wanted to check you guys are okay, and I guess also ask you to not hang around tomorrow. No more media, okay? Just get home. Everyone is fine, but they're not used to being without you. Tara and Dan looked at each other uneasily.
Clark,
Tara said in a voice that wasn't messing around.
What's going on?
Piper's just been a little bit unsettled today, he replied, more than a little selective in what he was willing to divulge over the phone. They're both fine, but just make sure you come home tomorrow, and no more calls, like Emma said.
Okay,
Tara sighed.
But Clark, if...
She trailed off as she heard a beep, signaling that the call had ended. Don't worry, Dan said, putting a hand on Tara's shoulder. Our work here is done anyway, so we can go home tomorrow. And just think how excited everyone is going to be when they hear about New Kerguelen. Tara couldn't help but mirror some of Dan's enthusiasm, if not quite to the same extent, and his excitement made her smile.
Yeah, I guess he didn't sound worried or anything, but he probably saw the eggs and the green staining thing and doesn't want us out in public without him. You know how he is?
Exactly. And when we get home, we'll be talking about good news all the way. Dan McCarthy replied, as wrong in that moment as one man could ever be.